Today I'm going to talk about meditation. When you meditate, you go into either a deep sleep trance or an awakened state, and you can travel up layers of alertness and hide and everything through meditation. Meditation can unlock lots of things, even the ability to fly. There's all kinds of YouTube videos on meditations, and you can ascend to another level through meditating and harnessing your energy from your blessings through meditation or working out. Whenever you get too high and your power goes on overload, you start meditating so you can add more blessings, or else it'll be all dead blessings and stuff like that. And meditate, and when you move around, move back to go back, sideways to go sideways, all through your meditation, different ways, and try and sense with astral projection the things trying to track you, and you can fall down lower than it as it's up higher until you lose it, or meditate to a higher level while it's down low until you lose it, and goes different ways, angles, but shifting your body forward, backwards, or sideways in multiple random ways to go to different parallel universes to lose the tracks of through meditation. And you need to keep a blank mind, and you just shut your eyes and fold your legs like you're sitting at school, and you put some of your fingers together. Like, there's different ways, like the kinetic ways through kinesis. And when you meditate with the certain ways you put your fingers, there's different kinds of kinesis, like pyrokinesis, aerokinesis, hydrokinesis, geokinesis, and all different ones, even more than that. And you can meditate and gain those energies through the way that you hold your fingers tips to your fingertips, other fingertips, you know, and that's about it for meditation. But you need to meditate lots. Some of the monks do it for like days straight, every day, meditate and train fighting. And meditation is a good thing, and it'll help clear bad energies and everything. And you can do that for like 2 hours a day, and bless yourself every day, bless your food or whatever, and eat it, and you'll become really powerful in no time. And you'll become wiser, everything. Meditation heals your body. There's chakras. Starts off at the red, at your bottom of your stomach or your torso. Then it goes up a bit to orange, to yellow, to green, to blue, to purple. And then the brain is pink. When you unlock the brain, that's the third eye. And the blue chakra is the healing chakra. And there's all different kinds of them. And when you do your ohms and that with your meditations, certain ohms and that will unlock healing for healing your body and all kinds of stuff. There's all different ways. Check out more on YouTube for meditations like chakra cleansing or chakra activations. That's a good one, chakra activations. You can lay down and do it with headphones. And every time I do these meditations on YouTube, it's a video that is supposed to be the same, but you can see different parts that change, and these little things, chakra sensors or something, pop out of it. And you gotta watch certain spots, but don't overdo the videos, because the videos could like fuck up, eat your energies and stuff like that too. And just check them out. Don't overuse them. Use them like once or twice, or once whole time. But do regular meditations. That's more healthier. And the videos are like cheats, but it'll help you, but it's also bad for you. So just do like 2 hours a day, or even a half an hour, whatever, If you get real into it, do it all day if you want. If you find it fun and you get training, you can be number one and beat a monk or whatever, you know. Okay, have a good day. And if you like my podcasts, they're short, simple, but I know a lot of shit, a lot of meditation and all different things. Just ask me and I'll post something on it. As long as I feel like talking about it. Okay, have a good day and hopefully you learn something.